Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Vision Systems' first quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EVS's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.evs.co.il. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, operator. Welcome to EVS first quarter 2016 conference call. I would like to welcome all of you to the conference call, and I would like to thank EVS management for hosting this call. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. EVS does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, reduced demands, and the competitive nature of EVS industry, as well as other risks identified in the document filed by the company with the SEC. With us today on the call are Mr. Sam Cohen, the CEO, and Mr. Yaron Menashe, the CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights for the first quarter, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the first quarter. After that, we will open the call for the question-and-answer session. Now, I'd like to hand over the call to Sam Cohen, EVS CEO. Sam, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Ehud. I'd like to welcome all of you to our conference call. Thank you for your interest in our company. Our results of the first quarter demonstrate solid revenue growth of 19% over the first quarter of last year and are a general indication of a long-term trend toward automated vision inspection in the textile industry. This trend, which we believe will continue to generate growth for us for many years to come. Our net income of $460,000 was 27% over those of the first quarter of last year. We also continued to generate positive operating cash flow, and we ended the quarter with $3.7 million in cash and equivalents, versus just under $1 million at the same time last year. Shareholder equity stood at $4.2 million versus only $0.8 million last year. Now turning to our business. To capitalize on new and existing opportunities in our market, we decided to make a significant investment in R&D. This effort has been felt across our entire portfolio. In a matter of months, we have improved each product we offer by creating modules of tools and features that have been identified as critical needs by our customers. This investment has enabled us to broaden our target applications and significantly increase our total available market. IBAS sales increased strongly compared with the first quarter of last year, and for 2016 as a whole, we expect to more than double our revenue from the IBAS. Global manufacturing trends continue to move in our favor. Raw material cost is the major cost factor for the typical textile manufacturing plant. Being able to maximize their utilization by minimizing defects, chemicals add-on, and wasted efficiency using our new IBAS solution is increasingly being recognized as an essential part of manufacturing survival. China continue to be a strong market for us. We continue to see increased market in our product, which eventually translates into sales. This is driven by the long-term trend of rising wages for factory workers, which continue to push up production costs. This leads to manufacturers consistently reducing their workforce by increasing automation. Looking ahead and based on the current backlog, we expect the second quarter to continue to show growth, and we expect 2016 to be another good year for EVS. With that, I would like to hand over to Yaron Menashe, our CFO. Yaron, go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Today, we announced solid financial results for the first quarter of 2016, demonstrating a very high level of year-over-year growth in revenue, strong improvement in growth and operating margin, and substantial growth in net income. Revenue for the first quarter of 2016 were $2.3 million, representing year-over-year growth of 19%. First quarter gross profit was $1.35 million, 19% ahead of those of last year, with gross margin of 57.8%. Operating income in the first quarter of 2016 was $496,000, 9% ahead of the first quarter last year, and reporting an operating margin of 21.3%. Net income for the first quarter of 2016 was $460,000, an increase of 27% over last year, and representing a net margin of 19.8%. Cash and cash equivalent as of March 2016 were $3.7 million, compared with $3.3 million as of December last year. And with that, we would be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Brian Kinstlinger of Maxim Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, great, thanks. Sam, can you talk about the immediate pipeline, maybe how many finishing lines you're in active discussions with regarding IBAR?
Finishing lines has nothing to do with the IBAR. IBAR is more for the weaving and knitting machines.
So how many of those maybe how many of those facilities are you in discussions with?
How many companies are we in discussed with?
Correct.
That's your question. You know, it's probably around 50.
Okay. And then can you talk about how many were sold this quarter compared to the fourth quarter?
How many IBARs?
Correct.
Just a second. Let me verify this. In first quarter, we sold about 30 more IBARs versus 15 in the fourth quarter.
Great. And then the last question I have is there any large capital investments that the company needs to make in order to significantly ramp IBAR sales? And if so, what are those investments? Thanks.
Brian, not at this point. We don't see any need at this point.
Great, thank you.
The next question is from Michael Bursick of Oppenheimer. Please go ahead.
Hi, great quarter again. Can you talk about possibility of the reverse split and the uplisting? Like everything else, any solution has a problem. A reverse split would reduce liquidity. How do you see that going, or what are the plans that you're able to talk about?
Sure. We have all the approval from the shareholders, and basically we are at the moment where the management of the company, together with the board of directors, need to make the decision of when will be the right timing to do that. And we have today, all the conditions are there to make any decisions we want, and obviously we will take the right decision in the right time for the company the way we see it.
Great, thank you.
The next question is from David Draymond of Draymond Value Management. Please go ahead. It appears that the questioner has disconnected from the call. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. The next question is from David Draymond of Draymond Value Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Congratulations on a good quarter. Can you sort of give us a sort of a geographic breakdown of sales those based on the legacy and the IBAR?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we see great demand from all, let's say, three regions that we work in, which is North America, Europe, and Asia. We can add that we see very nice results from Eastern Europe up until now, and we are very optimistic for the rest of the year from Eastern Europe. So we added Eastern Europe. We're working on South America at this point, trying to bring South America also to a level where it's going to have an impact on our results. But to answer your question, it's really all over the globe. You know, we see nice demand for IBARs in China and in South Korea and in Europe, Germany, Italy, Spain. We see good results from North America, from the US. So, you know, it's really hard to say. IQTEX and SVA, which is our legacy business, the same thing. Obviously, China is a little bit higher than the rest of the, you know, we say China, but, you know, if I'm looking at China and I separate China from, let's say I take China and Asia together, China is more than 60-70% from the all Asian market, and you know, maybe 30-40% from the rest of the world, from global. So it's hard to say. This is textile. We have a strong diversification. We created a very strong diversification in our products and territorial diversification. So we feel very, very strong. You know, if one region is going down, the other region will go up, and looks okay.
Okay. Just as a follow-up, are you seeing a lot of demand or increased demand from current customers for the to ramp up their current IBARs?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the sales process in that? You know, is it a customer buys it in one quarter and then a few quarters later they're going to ramp up, or is it they're going to test it out for a year?
You know, every customer, it really depends. In China, it's happening very quick for some reason. In the US and in Europe, it's much slower process. They testing it for more time, but then at the end, they getting to the same results. You know, we had a customer in Asia that took 2 weeks to complete the evaluation and he placed the repeating order. We had, on the other hand, a customer that tested the machine for 4 or 5 months and then, you know, working on the budget for the next order. So it really depends on the customer. It really depends on the culture of that customer, the nature of that business. If it's automotive, then it's going to be more tradition. If it's a private company, it will be much faster process versus, you know, a public company, a large company, small companies. It depends on many factors.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to the coming quarter. Good luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mike Schillinger of MicroCap Club. Please go ahead.
Yes, Sam. Sorry, I missed the prepared marks, but I heard that you said that you expect growth in Q2. Is that growth relative to Q1 of 16 or Q2 of 15?
Both.
Okay. Good. And then what is the driver in growth in the quarter, both IBAR and the traditional business, or is it more weighted towards one or the other?
Well, obviously, we see that the IBAR have more contribution to our top line and bottom line. It's clear. But, you know, and this is what we expected. We expecting to see the IBAR versus traditional business ratio change toward the IBAR. So we don't know how fast it's going to be. Obviously, one quarter it's going to be 40%, maybe the other quarter it will be 60%. We don't know exactly. We cannot predict that. But overall, it is clear that the IBAR will take more and more
portion of our business. And that's our goal also.
Okay, thanks. Great progress.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Elbit Vision Systems' website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. On behalf of EVS management, I would like to thank you all for joining us today and wish you all a great day.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Vision Systems first quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.